Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
World Series Game 6 tonight. I was just talking with Jerry about this, and I heard them mentioning it during the morning show. The intrigue for me would be if the big, bad, greatest player that's ever set foot on the face of this earth, Shohei Ohtani, was able to... Now, get this, because I know it's asking a lot. I know you wouldn't want to ask this of, you know, the guy that's better than Babe Ruth. If he were able to maybe come out of the pen in an elimination game for his team and give them some quality innings... And then, to keep his bat in the lineup, go back in the outfield. But I'm not so sure we're going to see that. And Boomer was saying that he thought maybe it's a possibility. I would bet, now, look, I've been wrong before. I would bet anything that there's no chance that we see Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher in this game tonight. No chance. And if you did, I don't think he's playing the outfield. I'm not so sure he could. I mean, physically he could, right? Anybody could, but... Would they be willing to do that when was the last time that happened? Rami, has he ever played the outfield in the big leagues, Ohtani?
I'll have to check that. I think he has.
Yeah, when he first came up with the Angels? I thought so, too. And when did that stop? I mean, why not? Then why can't he do that more often? And then maybe we wouldn't have to question that he's just a DH. I mean, why not be an outfielder on occasion? Anyway, you would think that that's of importance for the Dodgers. Their bullpen stinks. If Ohtani could go here, I mean, this is it. Come on, big boy. Get those IVs that you like. You need the IV after the 18 innings of DHing. Not playing, DHing. This is it. It's got to be all hands on deck, no? So if because of the Ohtani rule, he could start a game and come out of the game as a pitcher, start a game at, you know, as a starting pitcher, come out and still have the DH preserved, but you can't come in as a reliever. I mean, those are, okay, well, it's big boy rules. What are we going to change? Should there be another rule change to accommodate the great Shohei Ohtani? But I'd like to see him suck it up, get in there tonight, and we'll see what kind of performance he's had. Because so far through the postseason, he's had 3 all-world terrific games. The rest have been garbage. Garbage.
He played 7 games in the outfield in 2021.
Okay, and that's it in his entire career? Or that was the last time he's done it? 2021 with the Angels.
Right.
He played 7 in the outfield.
That's all I see.
Okay. I mean, that's not nearly enough. So why would I have confidence that he would do it now in the World Series, no less? Anyway, there's a lot of intrigue there with the, you know, Game 6 tonight, returning home. The Blue Jays are with that venue. That's been the best venue in the postseason. See if they could go out there and be world champs. And then maybe the Yankees and the Department of Nerds, which I am dressed as today for Halloween, of course. Maybe they can give us the, well, we won 94 games just like the Blue Jays did, and we lost in a tight series in the crapshoot in the postseason. Even more so if the Blue Jays win the World Series. I think you're going to probably hear that for the Yankees. And actually, a part of me does agree, not with all of that exactly, but a part of me does think the Yankees do come across looking stronger if the Blue Jays are able to beat the Dodgers here. Even really right now, the fact that they pushed the Dodgers to the limit, I do feel like the Yankees come across stronger. I still would build the team differently than the DON has chosen to do. But I do think that their argument becomes even easier when the team that was tied with them and the team that did send them home becomes world champions, if that is the case tonight. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. Tim is calling from Seacliff. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a 63-year-old male. I'm a Giant fan for over 50-plus years, and I'm such an anti-Dumbo Dabo head coach and Shane Bowen. I didn't like the draft of Daniel Jones, but as we see now, Daniel Jones is starting to shine. And I just think that Dabo does not know what he's doing.
Dable, yeah.
And I didn't want Jackson Dart to play this year because if he wins some games, it's going to keep this guy's job. You know, Dart's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. And I am so anti-Dabo. He just does not know what he's doing.
All right, but is there any?
I don't get it.
Is there anything, like I asked the caller before, Tim, what if the Giants go 6-3 in these final nine games? Would you feel better about it then?
Honestly, I won't. Like, I told my best friend I want to get rid of him so that I don't want them to win. This is how much I can't stand.
Yeah, I see. I wouldn't go there. Why would you want to do that when there still is a possibility?
Right.
Like, I get what you're saying. Now, I'm with you, Tim, that based on what we've seen so far, it hasn't been good enough, and I would make a change. I just can't trust it enough. The negatives far outweigh the positives. But if they go 6-3,
you had a great point. Right. What?
But I'm saying if they go 6-3 in the final nine games, that wouldn't be enough. Like, I'd be excited about that to keep Dable.
Yeah. I cringe when I see him going up and down the sideline like a big crybaby. You know, it's crazy. Like, I can't take this guy anymore. And you had a great point. Look, Scadaboo is going to be a beast because I love college football, and it's a shame he got hurt. But the reason why the Giants' running game got better is because of Jackson Dart.
Yeah,
you're so right on that point.
And thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate it. Good luck to your Giants. Once, you know, it wasn't like the Giants had a great running game, and then Dart came in, and the running game either got better or got the same. You could even see when Dart was coming in spurts before he took over as starter, how the running game was improved when he was on the field. So that's where the Giants' run game improved. That's why, now again, if you say this, it's like, oh, how are they going to miss Scadaboo? Like, obviously you're going to miss Scadaboo. The same way that you miss Neighbors, even more so you miss Malik Neighbors, but you're going to miss any top player who's not there. It's not the be-all, end-all. Teams recover or overcome injuries all the time. The one that the Giants are playing on Sunday has done that all year long. And they're like, I'm not asking them to overcome losing Jackson Dart. I'm asking them to overcome losing a running back. Well, now it's a running back and a wide receiver, which I get is tough, but still, the reason their offense has gotten to another level, Neighbors was here, the offense didn't get to another level. Scadaboo in the ground game was here before Dart was a starter, didn't get to another level. Dart's the one constant that changed everything. The second he took over under center, everything changed for the offense with different pieces coming and going. Chris is in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Sal, what are you? How you doing, buddy? Hey, by the way, big fan. I'm a Yankee fan, as you know. I love that you're doing the Department of Nerds. That's a lot of fun. Good job for you, making Halloween fun.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Check it, bud. Yeah, you got it, dude. All right, so I'm with you. I've been very critical of not only Dable, but Shane. And this is a big one. He dodges a lot of bullets here, and here's my big thing, and I'm with you. They better win because I want them both out. I've wanted them out for a while. I think they've had a good sample size. They go 6-3. It's hard for me to say they haven't earned the right to come back, even if I wouldn't want them back. But I think then you'd have to be fair. But here's one thing. Scadaboo's a big loss, and I love him. But don't let, not you or anybody, let Joe Shane off the hook here because he was taking bows and backflips over Tyrone Tracy last year. He made it known, well, we didn't drop off with Saquon. We got Tyrone. So I should expect of them no drop off.
Agreed.
Based on their impressions.
Hey, Chris, you just nailed it. That's exactly my point, what I've been saying all week and the same thing today. Like, Hey, what, this is not the excuses business anymore. They found the quarterback here. So now I want to start seeing some wins. Oh, well, no neighbors. Oh, like, I feel like it. I don't know if it's this town, if it's Giant fans, but what are we doing with the excuses? Oh, it's this, it's that. Guys, like, at some point, they got to start winning some games here. Are the Giants back or not? They've got the quarterback. They've got players on defense. To Chris's point, our last caller, they got Tracy, who everybody was last year was like, oh, Tyrone Tracy. Nobody was thinking about taking a running back this year in the draft. It was Tracy's going to be the next stud running back. It's year four. You better have some depth as an organization. Go beat the Niners. Like, what are we doing here? Well, the schedule's tough. Well, it was rainy that day. Oh, you know, this team is good. The refs woke up on the wrong side of the bed. This guy's hurt. That guy's hurt. Hey, this is New York. This is the Giants. They've got the quarterback. He's shown the ability to score points, lots of them, consistently. Let's go. I don't want to hear it. Because the running back got hurt. I know we all love him, but that's not an excuse to me. Especially when you're playing a team that lost their starting quarterback. Phil is in Mayapack. What's up, Phil?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sal, I love you, Sal, but you're killing me.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're killing me. Scataboo was 50% of their offense, and now he's out. So you can't tell me that down 50% of your offense, you're going to win any of the next games, especially against the Cowboys.
You got to figure it out. Phil, what percent of the offense was Brock Purdy for the 49ers?
Oh, he was at least 25% of their offense.
25%. He's the starting quarterback.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But,
exactly.
So players continue to get hurt around the league, and still teams win games. So I don't want to hear 50%. And let's just say he was. Let's say Scataboo was in fact 50% of their offense. Then you need to figure out a way to score points without him. Spread it out. How about those big bands? How about the tight ends that we've been hearing about? How about Slayton, the guy that they signed to a 3-year contract? How about Wandale Robinson, who's had himself a decent season? Like, there are options here, Phil. Don't make it so easy on him.
Oh, yeah, Sal, you're absolutely right. But we should have seen those options from the get-go, Sal. They haven't been using their tight ends, and we're in week 9. Now you want them to scramble and figure out how to win with their tight ends.
That's what
and with the receivers with Malik gone.
That's what good coaches do, Phil. Yes, I mean, look, were they winning with Malik? Yeah. Neighbors here. Neighbors was here last year. How was that?
No. You're absolutely right, Sal. Listen, you're absolutely right, man.
And I know,
we've been doing okay without him.
Right.
But But here's my thing. When you have a coach that cannot manage a game well, and now you lose your ground and pound, how are you supposed to win games?
Well, but that's where I'm getting to, Phil. And good call, and we appreciate the kind words and a good back and forth here. You're saying how are you supposed to win with a coach who hasn't shown that? And I'm saying that the coach needs to show that he could figure this out. Good coaches do. And by the way, not that I'm trying to make excuses, because at some point it's got to be about wins, but if the Giants maximize their potential, do you believe, maybe just as simple as this, do you believe that the Giants have maximized their ability and potential this season? I don't. I believe they should be better. I need to start seeing them max out. Forget the win-loss result. Because in my mind, before I went off on that little rant, I'm thinking, well, if they play a great game and Dart plays his ass off and Robinson and Theo Johnson are involved and the defense does their part, but somehow, you know, the Niners still come out on top just because at the end of the day, they were the better team. Due to injury or whatever it may be, that's something that you could at the end of it say, you know what, they just got beat by a better team. I can't sit around and make excuses or absolve Dable or Shane when I feel that the Giants have lost to teams that they are better than multiple times, or even just lost games to teams that they had beat, even a better, like Denver's better than the Giants. Giants had them beat. And they lost that game. I believe the Giants, especially in week two, even without Jackson Dart, were better than the Cowboys. And that's a game that they should have won. Are the Giants not better than the Saints? And I could give them one or maybe even two of those losses. I can't give them all three. So it's on the coach to maximize what he has to work with. And we will know by watching if what he has to work with is enough, or if it's Shane's fault. Like we could go that way, or just the injuries, whatever it may be. To me, that's an excuse, but you could say, well, you know what? I'm watching this team. I've watched them for 4 years. I know they're getting the most that they have. Look at Tom Thibodeau. He's the great example, a guy that I love. You watch his first year with the Knicks, immediately you saw a change. He was more than maximizing what he had to work with. Reggie Bullock, Elfrid Payton. Like, think about the guys that were on that Knicks team that were became a four seed in the Eastern Conference before losing to the Hawks. Maximize the roster. Second year, same thing. Third year, same thing. Maybe last year was the one time, at least that I felt, the Knicks didn't maximize their potential. With Brian Dable, year one, I do believe he maximized what he had. And that's why I was a big Dable supporter and a big Dable believer. Since then, as I've tried to defend him repeatedly year after year, you can't. And he continues to make the same mistakes, costing his team games. I need to see in these final nine games the Giants maximizing what they have to work with. And I believe if they do, they will have at least five wins. Frank is from Long Island. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just a couple of things. Just a lack of proper grooming and refinement of Daniel Jones, and look what's happened now. You know, the kicker issue the last 2 years, the caliber of kickers, storming the concussion protocol tent.
Yep.
And just the fact that... leaving Jackson Dart to run, like later in the Eagles game, taking chances with him. It just seems selfish in my eyes for Dable, saying that, well, my job is on the line and you have to win at all costs, no matter what. And just your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of negative that has added up, Frank, and thank you for the call. I like Dable's passion. I love it, as a matter of fact. I think at times, on top of the losing, it's gotten to a point where those little things add up. And if you put yourself in Mr. Mara's shoes and you're seeing a guy that has the record that he does, continues to have the little antics and things that Mara, I'm sure, has had to talk to Dable about, whether it's going in the tent, whatever it may be, those things add up and the record is a losing record. Like, why bother? Just go find somebody else. I think that's where we're at right now. I'm not going to go nuts about going in the tent. I understand where Dable is coming from. But again, his temperament, it has been a thing that got him in a little bit of hot water before. I'm not going to, the one thing that I would disagree and absolve Dable from, like, Jackson Dart's a football player. He's the quarterback. He's a rookie quarterback. I understand protecting him. I don't care what the game situation is. If he's my starting quarterback, we're playing. And part of his game is to run the football. So the day we stop doing that, like, you might as well just not play the game. So I don't understand, like, oh, we're losing in the game to the Eagles anyway. Why have Jackson Dart run the football? I mean, okay, well, then can't I just say, why even have Jackson Dart play this year because they're 2-6 and it's over? They're not going to make the playoffs anyway, so why not just keep them in bubble wrap until next season when you have a real chance? I don't believe in the thought process of having guys who are football players lay off the gas, especially a young football player. It's not a 41-year-old veteran that you want to, you know, prevent from taking hits here. So I'll disagree on that aspect of it. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, BT out sick. We'll have Nick Costos coming up at 12:40. Get us set for week nine. In the NFL, perfect parlay pick segment later on as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.